All right, we're joined in the media center by Top Fuel number one qualifier Tripp Tatum, who earns his first career number one qualifier after his run of 3.674, 331 miles an hour. Tripp, obviously a big deal to earn your first number one qualifier. For it to happen in Gainesville at the Gator Nationals makes it even bigger. Can you talk us through kind of the excitement you're feeling after an honor like that?
First of all, this is not even close to sinking in yet. For me, it's just a whirlwind. You know, my guys, we were just talking about slowing it down, just getting down the racetrack, conditions being as they are and not really knowing the racetrack. And, you know, the safety safari, doing what they did was just amazing. I mean, the racetrack ended up being far better than we thought it would be. And, in my mind, I thought they were just going to kind of slide the thing down there and try to run a mid to upper 70. And when I left the starting line, I literally remember, it's funny how you, I'm like, this thing's kind of running good. So, and it went down there pretty good, straight. And I don't know, the wind down there, you know, being, you know, out of the grandstand area, but it took a little bit of move on me and just went on down there. I mean, I knew it would run pretty good. I just didn't know it run that good. But it was so smooth, and that, a lot of times that fools you.
Your 12th start to have a number one qualifier like this, can you speak to just how that's happened so quickly?
Well, that's actually the easiest question I can ever answer. Yeah, I mean, my guys, but it's, you know, this all is related to the Capco family. Bobby, Dom, you know, and then Stewie, Shortall, I mean, and everybody works so well together. And, you know, they have given me an immense blessing to have the opportunity to, you know, kind of run under their umbrella, try things. And, obviously it's working pretty darn good.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus. Tripp, I think if anybody had watched maybe your testing runs at Phoenix, you were consistently a top five car on each day. Do you think that somewhat set you up for the successes you've had this year already?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I was having a little bit of problem finding the finish line there. So a lot of those runs were planned shutoff runs, but they were shut off earlier than they should have been. So we knew the car was running really well. So I changed a few things and it seems to be working better for me. But yeah, I mean, what they're doing and how they're doing it is obviously working really good. I mean, the car is, it's strong. It's very strong. So, I mean, for me, it's like, I don't have a lot of baseline. I mean, that's probably lap 55 to 60, period, in a Top Fuel car for me.
But the test was crucial for you, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, this thing was trying to run pretty good at the end of last year, too. So, but they're very methodical at what they do and how they do it, and they peck at it a little bit, learn, and then go from there.
Phil Burgess, National Dragster. We talked earlier today about your hunt for a sponsorship partner. Does this give you another arrow in your quiver to make that pitch to somebody?
Sure. I mean, it's it's pretty neat to, I mean, like I said earlier, this isn't even come close to sinking in, and I am a 100% self-funded car, and, you know, when it runs this good, you want to run more. I mean, I feel like this car could, you know, be a contender. I just need to find, you know, work on finding some little help so we can run more races.
Dujane Bland, sportsjourney.com. Having a car as consistent as it has been, you know, what confidence does that give you going into race day, and how does it make you feel comfortable as a driver who is, you know, still trying to make laps in this car?
I mean, it certainly gives you a ton of confidence. I mean, and my guys have put an awesome race car, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm very blessed and lucky to be able to drive something like this. I mean, it's most of it is their hard work, their talent that's coming to fruition. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of take the angle of, hey, just don't go screw this up. So just go out there and try to be consistent, try to do a decent job, and don't mess it up.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. Obviously, weather has been a big part of the story this weekend. Temperature's going to dip down into the 20s tonight. What are your expectations for tomorrow?
Well, I hope we get to run a little bit later in the day. That will kind of put us real close to what we just saw. I mean, it's going to be fast, really fast, but you know, it's going to be a very, very narrow margin of error when that racetrack's that tight. I mean, when the air is so dry, everybody's tune up has got to be on. If it's not, you know, you can see a lot of bad stuff happening. So hopefully, you know, with the sun out, getting, you know, a little later start, it'll be somewhat close to what we ran today, and you know, and that will be, it'll be good.
Triple last question. Do you feel like you've got a car that can go out there and win? I mean, you proved your worth as number one qualifier. Do you feel like, you know, this is a car that can go out and win four rounds on Sunday in Gainesville?
Definitely. But, you know, I think that like anything, you know, it still has to come together. There's going to be a little luck involved. We got to do our job, you know, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I just, you know, our attitude over there is just keep working at it. Keep doing the same thing to the best of our ability and see, and just let it fall where it falls.
Thanks, Tripp. Congratulations.
Thank you.